بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last we had discussed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed Fir'aun and his people by causing them to drown. And this was after they had persecuted the Bani Israel. They had made things difficult for Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment came to them, and this entire group of people were then wiped out, destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions how he then gave leadership, ownership, power to the Bani Israel, who were once downtrodden. They were oppressed, they were enslaved by Fir'aun and his people, they had barely any rights given to them. But overnight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed things for them, and now they had authority, they had strength, and they had leadership in the land. So Allah mentions, وَأُرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضَعَفُونَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. That we made that group who had been downtrodden, who had been oppressed, we made them inherit the east and the west of the land. In other words, we gave them a vast expanse of land that they were now owners of and in control of. And which land is this? Allati barakna fiha. Allah says, those lands which we had placed baraka, blessings in. And here many mufassirin explain this refers to the area and the land of Sham, which in various other ayat and ahadith we learn, these areas or these lands are blessed lands. In the 15th juz also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the lands of Palestine, of Al-Quds, which are blessed. Allah has placed barakat in them. They are crops that grow there. Likewise, many Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam came from these lands, visited these lands. So Allah gave these people, the Bani Israel, leadership over this piece of land. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. And in this manner Allah says, the beautiful promise of your Rabb was now completed upon the Bani Israel on account of their sabr, on account of their patience, because they bore these trials so many years being enslaved by Fir'aun and his people, and they continued to worship Allah despite Fir'aun persecuting them, despite him trying to convince them to worship him. But because of their sabr, their steadfastness, their patience, they bore all of these tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually now turned the tables and gave them leadership and dominion in the land. وَدَمَّرْنَا مَا كَانَ يَصْنَعُ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْرِشُونَ. And we destroyed that which Fir'aun and his people were involved in, and whatever they were building and constructing, all of this was now destroyed. So the lesson for us in this is that many a times a group or a nation may be seen as oppressed, downtrodden, they are not given their rights, but they persevere, they continue to be consistent upon their amal, upon their iman. One day the tide will change, and Allah will give them leadership. Allah will make them see that day where their rights are now fulfilled, and they are in control. And those who are oppressive, those who are tyrants, then even though they may seem to be progressing, flourishing, thriving, but the day will come where they will be completely destroyed, and they will have no legacy to leave behind. So whatever Fir'aun and his people had constructed, all their gardens and all their buildings and whatever else they were trying to achieve in this world, all of this was now destroyed and wiped out. So this was now the end of the incident of the Bani Israel, of Musa alayhi salam and his people with Fir'aun. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the next chapter in the incident of the Bani Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, after Fir'aun was destroyed. Now Allah says, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرِ. We took the Bani Israel across the sea. And we know the entire incident is mentioned elsewhere, how the sea was made to open up, and they passed through, and thereafter when they reached the other end, then Allah caused the waves to come back down, and Fir'aun and his people were drowned. So the Bani Israel now made it across to the other side. فَأَتَوْ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ. Now Allah makes mention of an incident that when they had crossed this expanse of water, they came across a group of people who were devoted to some idols of theirs. So they came across some idol worshippers. Remember, Fir'aun and his people, Fir'aun had instructed his people to worship him. So they were worshipping Fir'aun, and we mentioned before that he would erect statues of himself or portraits of himself, and they were all worshipping him. Here they now came across this group who were worshipping some other idols. So when they saw this, they felt that this was a good form of worship. This was something necessary. The Bani Israel. So they say, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اِجْعَلْ لَنَا إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةً. They addressed Musa a.s. and they said, that please construct for us some deities, as these people have. In other words, make some idols for us that we can then bow down to, and we can direct our worship towards. So when they said this, Musa a.s. then responded, that قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. You are an ignorant people. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just saved you, and now you are asking to worship some idol. Inna ha'ula'i mutabbarun ma hum fi wa batilun ma kanu ya'malun. This group that you are seeing, who are worshipping their idols, whatever they are involved in will be destroyed. Wa batilun ma kanu ya'malun. All their efforts will be null and void. They will have nothing to show for their efforts. In other words, idol worship has absolutely no basis. Logically also, that a superior being, superior creation, with life, with intellect, which is insan, is now worshipping something that has no life, no intellect, no feelings, that cannot benefit, cannot harm. So there is no good that can come out of this. And then he rebukes them. قَالَ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِيكُمْ إِلَهَا. That are you seeking some deity other than Allah? وَهُوَ فَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And he is the one who gave you all your virtue over everybody else. The Bani Israel were given various different virtues, bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he reminds them, وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Remember when Allah saved you from the people of Fir'aun. It was not that long ago that you were enslaved by Fir'aun and his people. Allah saved you. يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. They would inflict very painful punishment upon you, difficulties upon you. يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. They were slaughtering your children. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. And sparing your woman folk. But Allah saved you from this. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And in that is a great test from your Rabb. In other words, in Allah saving you, delivering you from the clutches of Fir'aun and his people, this is a test. You are not realizing that Allah has given you prosperity. Now he wants to see how do you respond. And this, Mufassirin have explained, this very same type of pattern we find within our lives as well. Although we may not be persecuted by a tyrant like the Bani Israel were, they had Fir'aun and his people. But many a times within our lives also we find that there are some difficulties, some tests, and we find that our rights may be not being fulfilled, or things are not smooth sailing. There's always some difficulty, some worry, some concern. We make dua to Allah. Allah then removes this. And now suddenly when we have the upper hand, we are thriving, we are prospering. Now do we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So maybe we do not turn to idol worship, but now our trust goes elsewhere, our gazes go elsewhere, and we look towards the dunya or towards the means, and forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not very long ago saved us from these difficulties. So this is the lesson that we take as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever we are saved from any difficulty, we should not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And thereafter, Allah now will mention how Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was then called to receive a divine scripture from Allah, and what happened to the Bani Israel in his absence. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.